USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Approval ratings of the government are falling as personal satisfaction approaches a record high. According to a new Gallup survey, American satisfaction with the direction of the country has fallen to 17%. Meantime, amid the ongoing COVID pandemic and record high inflation, Americans seem much happy with their personal lives. 85% of those surveyed say they're satisfied personally, just 5% shy of the 2020 record high of 90%. President Biden says governors and mayors know how to get things done. Biden hosting a meeting of the National Governors Association at the White House and predicting the United States will emerge from the COVID crisis stronger. He added the nation must do more to curtail the surge of gun violence and violent crime. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are sounding off about America's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
The human toll and the economic devastation from COVID-19 has been a challenge to the world like no other. Second opinions in the medical industry have been ongoing forever until this pandemic struck our shores. How can anybody take a look at our response to COVID-19 and call it a success? So says Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
If you're going to get a second opinion on a serious illness, wouldn't you approach a doctor or consult a doctor that has actually treated the condition as opposed to rely on the opinion of public health officials that don't treat patients at all? That is what America for the last 2 years has relied on.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A 4.6 magnitude earthquake rocked parts of Oklahoma on Monday. The quake's epicenter was near Medford in the far northern part of the state. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says that there should be very clear goalposts for how the United States removes current mitigation measures and when to lift vaccine mandates. Gottlieb adding he wants our kids to get back to some semblance of normalcy and that the United States should be aggressive in lifting precautionary measures as conditions improve. Regarding transmission rates and returning to a normal life, Dr. Gottlieb also tells CBS News,
we may need to rethink that. We may need to decide that once we get to 20 cases per 100,000 per day, that may be the point at which we start to withdraw these things.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure we're going to get to 10 anytime soon. Right now, Washington, D.C. is at 50, New York's at 75. With this new Omicron strain that's circulating, we may stall out around 20, and that may be the point when we have to consider withdrawing a lot of these measures.
President Biden has vowed to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court as a replacement for retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. An ABC News Ipsos poll, however, found that 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all possible nominees, while 23% want him to keep his campaign promise to nominate a black woman. More news can be found by going to usaradio.com or following us on Facebook as well, at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.